The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Hosting this event is about so much more than the game itself. This event will mean more than $100 million to our local economy.
The people who need the help the most sometimes get hurt the most. I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make, but I respect them when they make that judgment.
They cut out everything that showed that their narrative was a piece of horse manure.
These are smear merchants. That's why nobody trusts corporate media.
No. Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Don't you feel better with a president who doesn't send out mean tweets and pick feuds and fights with people? Aren't you loving the unity of Joe Biden? Wow, it's not like he's lying or anything about the Georgia election law. At least he's not, like, coming right out and lying about it. It's not like he would just adopt a talking point that was coined by Stacey Abrams, Miss I Still Think I'm Governor of Georgia Abrams. At least he didn't take a website, Jim Crow 2.0, and repeat that talking point ad nauseum. Or did he? Senator Tom Cotton had a pretty profound observation about President Biden's continual activism in punishing black workers in Georgia, something nobody in the mainstream media seems to want to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about what Major League Baseball has done to many, many workers and small businesses in Georgia over a common sense election law. Senator Tom Cotton is one of the fighters on Capitol Hill willing to point out the obvious.
No, the president has blatantly lied repeatedly, and now his paid mouthpieces are repeating his lies. Good for Peter Ducey for pressing her on that point. They should press the president and his paid mouthpieces on whether he's going to condemn his own state of Delaware, since they have many fewer drop boxes than does Georgia, that they don't have any early voting as well. Again, the Georgia law is designed to avoid the problems they had in their elections last year, not just on November 3rd, in their primaries last summer. When Donald Trump wasn't even in a contested race, people had to wait hours in line. This bill is designed to give Georgians convenient access to vote while also making their election safe, secure, and efficient. And it's time that Joe Biden apologize for slandering Brian Kemp, the Georgia legislature, and the state of Georgia.
Senator Cotton, Joe Biden is slandering the people of Georgia, many of whom understand this Georgia election bill, this Georgia election law. Wait a minute. Did Senator Cotton say that the state of Delaware has fewer drop boxes than Georgia? What? Did Tom Cotton just say that Georgia, that Delaware, rather, doesn't have any early voting at all? What? Yeah, I mean, nothing like a few facts to get in the way of a narrative of lies. And it is a narrative of lies. Biden was asked, well, since baseball moved the All-Star game out of Georgia, should they move the Masters golf tournament out of Georgia as well?
It is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are.
There's another side to it, too. The other side to it, too, is when they, in fact, move out of Georgia, the people who need the help the most, people who are making hourly wages, sometimes get hurt the most. I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make or a group to make. But I respect them when they make that judgment, and I support whatever judgment they make.
Oh, so you respect and support punishing black Georgians. Nice to know. What a unifier. What a unifier. If you vote for me, I promise I'll work as hard for people who didn't vote for me as those who did. What a load of garbage. But the good thing is, the good news is we got some fighters. We got some brawlers. We got some people who are willing to push back against the garbage lies the Democrats and progressives are spewing. 60 Minutes is being widely condemned. CBS widely criticized. Trying to do a hit piece on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. As FoxNews.com points out, despite Florida's robust economy and a strong response to the coronavirus pandemic, DeSantis has come under fire in the press from everything from participating with the Publix grocery store chain to getting shots to Holocaust survivors, to being accused of cooking the books, to keeping Florida largely open during the pandemic, to running afoul of a Florida data scientist who was later arrested for hacking a state computer system. You see, Ron DeSantis has done practically everything right. Riddle me this. Florida has the third most populous state in America. And yet, Florida currently has the 27th most coronavirus deaths per capita. Now, why is that? Why is that? Well, you know why? Because Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is just that good. And you know what 60 Minutes may have done? They may just have catapulted him into front-runner status for the Republican nominee for president in 2024. This is what a fighter sounds like. This is a very Trumpian Republican in April of 2021.
They cut out everything that showed that their narrative was a piece of horse manure. And it shows you how dishonest. These are smear merchants. That's why nobody trusts corporate media. They are a disaster in what they're doing. They knew what they were doing was a lie. I knew what they were doing was a lie. Everybody here knows what they were doing is a lie. They know that we know they're lying, and yet they continue to lie.
Lie. Knows it. That's Ron DeSantis. Welcome into the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's Wednesday, April the 7th. You see some nice birthday balloons in the background if you're watching the show on the stream at MikeOnline.com. Or if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, in honor of my birthday today, I'm giving everybody who calls a free MyPillow. Everybody's going to get a free roll-and-go travel pillow when you call 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I hope you join us.
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station. Get the Mike Gallagher Weekly Newsletter with featured videos and more at MikeOnline.com.
All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright sunshine.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Just curious, why is it that there's no, the federal prosecutors are coming after the people that were in the Capitol, but how come there are no federal prosecutors, or there's no people defending these people that are laying in jail and rotting there? With that, I mean, it seems to me there's obviously maybe due process. Whatever there is, there should be lawyers defending them also.
That's the hour.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. 22 past the hour. We're losing a little bit of the connection there, Eric, so I think we got a little bit of an internet thing going on right now, perhaps. So hang in there tight. Hang tight. It's my birthday. I think it's going to go wrong. Whatever can go wrong will. We're glad you're aboard, though, and we are fighting through this together. Just saw a poll that was released about the Georgia election law. And you know what's kind of astounding? This is pretty significant. More Americans support Georgia's new voter integrity law than oppose it. This is a Morning Consult poll just released. Despite Biden and Coke and Delta and Major League Baseball, despite all of that, this new poll shows 42% of Americans are more likely to support the law, 36% are likely to oppose it. Now, you may not consider that very significant, but it is. And the reason it's significant is to know that more Americans, despite all the garbage and the lies that they have been throwing at the American people over a common sense election law that makes it easier to vote and harder to cheat, that's a good sign. Here's Newt Gingrich on Fox News, Cut 6, yesterday, talking about the lies that Biden is spewing with this despicable smear, calling it Jim Crow 2.0.
Because he lies. It's not complicated. I got so incensed, I've done two podcasts at Gingrich 360 laying out this whole story. Stacey Abrams, who's making a lot of money out of this stuff, she got the Jim Crow 2.0 website 2 weeks before the bill was passed. So they were setting this whole game up. I don't know how she got the President of the United States to talk about Jim Crow 2.0, but he did. So you see an exact linkage of what they're doing. Biden not only lied about the Georgia law, the Washington Post, very seldom taking on a liberal Democrat, gave him four Pinocchios, which is the most you can get, basically saying everything he said about the Georgia law was a lie.
Newt's right. When the Washington Post calls a liberal Democrat like Joe Biden a four Pinocchios liar, that's really something. When Stacey Abrams, who incidentally, that's a bold assertion. Is she making a lot of money on all of this? Is Stacey Abrams profiting from this whole election machine that she heads up? Did she really have Jim Crow 2.0 as a website weeks before the law passed? Wow. Sounds like a big setup to me. Billy, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Billy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Mike?
Happy Pretty birthday. Good. Thank you, Billy. I appreciate your call today.
Hey, listen, my biggest problem out there right now is just the differences between America. When we see out there the trouble in certain states like Washington and Oregon, and in other states where we're law-abiding citizens, we don't do that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it was on the violence of the Capitol Six. I'm kind of been holding for a while. You know how it goes out in line. And I just kind of wanted to say, how do we get to America to see more of a consistency amongst all the states as far as the municipal, the county, all the way up to the federals about this, you know, who to, you know, look at Biden's boy. He's running around. He's got some serious privilege.
Well, the answer to the question, Billy, and it's a good one, is what do? You stay engaged, you stay involved, you stay aware, and you make sure you have accountability. You make sure you take action and accountability, and that's what people are doing. You know, all this, for Biden to essentially support a boycott of Georgia, Mitch McConnell put it best. Republicans drink Coke, too. Here was cut 13. Here's something Mitch McConnell said yesterday over the stupidity of these American companies that are getting involved in a political conversation they should not be involved in.
You know, Republicans drink Coca-Cola, too. And we fly. And we like baseball. Taking a position on a highly incendiary issue like this and punishing a community or a state because you don't like a particular law they passed? I just think it's stupid.
It is stupid, indeed. Now, here's something that's probably smart. The Home Depot, Georgia's largest company, according to a headline over at Newsweek yesterday, steers clear of this election law controversy. The Home Depot has not directly addressed the state's voting law. They issued a kind of a bland statement. We believe that all elections should be accessible, fair, and secure, and support broad voter participation. Well, guess what? We all do. Nothing new about that. So good for Home Depot if indeed they are steering clear of this, like it appears they are. More coming up on this busy Wednesday. I hope you join us. One open line, 800-655-MIKE.
Mike Gallagher Show.
If you go to Texas, as you know, it looks like 2019. And yet, we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that?
You know, there are a lot of things that go into that. I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I watched Dr. Fauci give that answer yesterday. I almost fell off my couch. I couldn't believe it. The question to Fauci was, why are Texas cases going down? And Texas has stayed pretty much open. And they dropped the mask mandate. There's no mandate to wear masks, and yet cases keep going down. This is right up there with the insanity of finding out yesterday that the CDC said you really probably can't get COVID from surfaces. So much for all those sprayers and all those sanitizing machines that they've been doing on planes and buses and subways and all the groceries we've been wiping down. Now the CDC says, never mind, probably not a very good chance of getting it from a surface. So they've revised their guidance. Fauci apparently has no good answer for why a state like Texas has better numbers being wide open, or not wide open, but mostly open and no mask mandate, than blue states that are tightly locked down that do have a mask mandate.
There was a lot of concern last month when Texas effectively opened up, dropped all those restrictions and said, it's back to life. And if you go to Texas, as you know, it looks like 2019. The restaurants and the bars are full and open. The ballparks are full. And yet, we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that as all of us look around and sort of try to consider how safe it is to get back to normal life?
Yeah, you know, it can be confusing because you may see a lag and a delay, because often you have to wait a few weeks before you see the effect of what you're doing right now. You know, there are a lot of things that go into that. I mean, when you say that they've had a lot of activity on the outside, like ball games, I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci. Two of the biggest understatements of the century. It can be confusing, he said. And it's, I'm not really sure.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. Very hard to understand Dr. Fauci, Mr. No Masks. Now we got to have masks. Wear two masks. And I'm not really sure why Texas is going down. And I'm not really sure. It can be confusing.
Come on, man.
27 minutes before the hour. 1-800-655-MIKE. Amazing editorial by Faye Vincent, the former MLB commissioner, condemning Major League Baseball's decision. And the commissioner, Rob Manfred. Tell you about that in just a moment after I remind you of the Young Americas Foundation. Great organization of fighters. Great way to look at how to navigate through some of this mess. You thought things were tough for conservatives up to now? The growing hostility from corporate media, educational institutions. The left wants you to think you're powerless, but you are not. As I love to say, there's more of us than there are them. And I want you to know about a great organization called Young America's Foundation. Their new president, Governor Scott Walker, has a bold new plan to fight back. It's called The Long Game. This bold new plan, The Long Game, is going to fight on every front, from the internet to the classrooms to the high school, the junior highs. The Long Game will invest in our children for generations to come. This is about a national organization committed to ensuring young Americans are inspired by the ideals of our forefathers, by free enterprise, traditional values. Go to yaf.org/longgame, and you'll be able to download a free copy of this exciting new plan to save America. That's yaf.org/longgame, Young America's Foundation. Here's Michael on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Pretty good. What do you think?
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Congratulations on your free pillow.
Thank you for that. And back to the Dr. Fauci situation, I'm like you. When I first heard it, I was very shocked and surprised. I was actually thinking I was listening to Joe Biden talk because he stuttered, didn't know what to say.
Isn't that funny? I mean, he was, well, it's confusing. I don't really know. Michael, it is stunning to know that that's who we've been taking. Now, listen, I've said this over and over again about Fauci. I don't want to vilify the guy. He probably means well, but they're making it up as they go. We all know that instinctively. The guidance now from the CDC, now you probably can't and likely can't get COVID from surfaces. Oh, nice to know that a year in. Unreal. Unreal. But I want you to hear the editorial, the op-ed in the Wall Street Journal by Faye Vincent. You remember him. He was around years ago. I remember he was like, didn't he come in, Eric, after Bart Giamatti? I think after Bart Giamatti died. Faye Vincent was the commissioner of baseball from 1989 to 1992. Here's what he says in the Wall Street Journal. Major League Baseball decided to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta after the Georgia legislature passed changes to the state's voting laws that many, including President Biden, called racist. Activists urged Commissioner Robert Manfred of MLB to punish Georgia. By rushing to do so without first protesting the substance of the law, Mr. Manfred made a serious mistake. He says the use of muscle or financial power to influence policy is an ancient tactic. The term boycott has its roots in 19th century Ireland, where the nationalist politician Charles Stuart Parnell urged his followers not to deal with Charles Cunningham Boycott, a highly unpopular British land agent. A boycott is generally an act of desperation, writes Faye Vincent, and the original one was largely unsuccessful. Organizations like Major League Baseball have sometimes participated in public debates over policy. Moving directly to an economic sanction suggests that Mr. Manfred believed the Georgia law required drastic intervention. But consider what he didn't do, says Faye Vincent. He didn't limit the number of home games the Atlanta Braves will play. He'd need the approval of the players' union to do that. And the Braves' owner, John Malone, would surely resist. The Midsummer All-Star Game is an exhibition that benefits only the city where it's played. It, of course, now we know that Denver is the new host. In fact, the Denver mayor is bragging about it. Let's listen to Denver Mayor Michael Hancock boasting of the benefits that Denver will receive from MLB's decision.
Hosting this event is about so much more than the home run derby or the game itself. There will be plenty of events, activities for the whole family throughout downtown Denver, and volunteer opportunities for nearly 2,000 people. And those benefits are far beyond, or will last far beyond, July. By some estimates, this event will mean more than $100 million impact to our local economy. That's incredibly good news for our small businesses, our restaurants, our hotels, and our workers who have struggled and suffered through this pandemic. It took a true team effort to get to this point.
Wow. That takes a lot of chutzpah. That takes a lot of gall to claim that it was a team effort. Yeah, it was a team effort, all right. Major League Baseball had to come up with this phony, ridiculous lie that the Georgia election law is racist. Here's what Faye Vincent writes. Again, remember, the All-Star Game only benefits the city where it's played. The players will get paid no matter where the game takes place. Major League Baseball will get the same TV revenue. The only people hurt by Major League Baseball's decision will be Atlanta's workers and local vendors. Faye Vincent says, the talk shows and editorial pages are full of questions. What is the basis for acting so forcefully against Georgia? If Georgia is racist, how can baseball talk of doing business with China? Mr. Manfred failed to spell out specific criticisms of Georgia's voting law. Now he has put himself in the awkward position of having to defend Colorado's voting laws. Oh, by the way, P.S., they're right there with Georgia. The laws are very similar. In fact, there are fewer drop boxes in Colorado, apparently. Definitely fewer drop boxes in Delaware, Biden's home state. Faye Vincent concludes by saying, during my time as commissioner, I learned that the American people view baseball as a public trust. They want the game to stand for the best and noblest of our national virtues. They see baseball as the repository of their dreams, even as they root for their favorite teams. They don't want and won't accept anything that separates them from the game's history and leadership. Faye Vincent says Major League Baseball cannot become a weapon in the culture wars, a hostage for one political party or ideology. It can't only be for the rich or the poor, nor can it only be for one race, as it was until 1947. Baseball must always stand above politics and its dark elements of corruption, greed, and sordid selfishness. It can't go wrong by standing for national greatness. And then, in perhaps the deepest cut of all, Faye Vincent, the former baseball commissioner, points out that this current situation calls to mind the 2006 Duke lacrosse case, when many erred, like Manfred has here with Atlanta, with Georgia, by leaping to a conclusion based on assumptions rather than carefully considered facts. Faye Vincent says, much rides on Mr. Manfred's shoulders, so he must be prudent. Perhaps he now sees how complicated these issues can become. Oh yeah, they're complicated, all right. Let's get your reaction to what Faye Vincent said in this editorial. We'll post it, by the way, in its entirety. We've got it up at MikeOnline.com, the Wall Street Journal op-ed by Faye Vincent that you should read. 800-655-MIKE. Great having you here on this Wednesday, April 7th episode.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Starts to grow. Ooh. I'm just a lover.
Gallagher.
Mike, this is Kevin in Phoenix. I've already written a letter to the Commissioner of Major League Baseball informing him that I would not be renewing season tickets next year as they cannot stand up to the cancel culture. I've already quit the NBA tickets, don't go to any more of those games, and definitely contemplating the NFL, watching to see which direction they go.
Dr. Fauci gets $417,000 a year. What the hell are we paying him for?
Hello, Mike. I'd like to wish you a happy and healthy birthday and many, many more to come. And keep up the great work with your show.
That is so nice of you. And it's been fun to give every single caller today a free MyPillow, courtesy of the whole MyPillow team and all of us here at the Mike Gallagher Show. People are so nice. Came into work today with balloons, and courtesy of Barb Yoder and the team here at AM 860, The Answer in Tampa. Cupcakes from our new phone screener, Anna. Anna gets to keep the job, and she did a great job today. Our first day, we kind of threw her into the deep end of the pool and had her screen some calls. So, Anna, welcome aboard. Derek, Pavlina, Eric, everybody wishing me birthday greetings. And I actually have been feeling sorry for myself lately because I had this little medical thing that I've been sort of working through, as you know, and I started thinking about Rush Limbaugh. You know, I'm on air with a little bellyache, a little lower abdominal problem that they can't quite get a handle on. And think about Rush going to work, dying, and fighting for the American people the way he did. And he was literally dying. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that an amazing story? I mean, trust me, it's hard to come in here on a good day. You know, believe me, when you are facing what he was facing, and still loved this country so much and loved what he did and loved his listeners and his audience so much that he came to work more than not. I mean, I know people take a day off if they go out carousing the night before with some big famous people and brag about it. I go brag and I say, I'm out carousing. And then I've never done that. But, you know, some do, to each his own. How about Rush Limbaugh fighting on air till the very end? So my little stomach problems are nothing. And we're going to celebrate. You know what we're going to celebrate in October, end of October? I think we leave October 27th to Israel. And there's big news about our Stand With Israel tour. Your registration is now fully refundable all the way through July the 6th. So if you need to cancel for any reason, you can cancel up through July the 6th. It's the Stand With Israel tour. Join me along with Dennis Prager for the 10-day journey that will absolutely change your life. You'll get firsthand insight into Israel. All the things we learned about in Sunday school, all the things we learned about from the Bible, you get to walk those steps. See where Jesus carried the cross, the garden tomb, the Garden of Gethsemane, the Mount of Olives. So much is going to come to life when you join us in Israel. And now your registration is fully refundable through July the 6th. We've already got nearly 500 people signed up. Come join us. We're going to have an incredible journey to the Holy Land. For details, just visit standwithisraeltour.com, standwithisraeltour.com, or call 855-565-5519, and you'll reach Inspiration Tours, 855-565-5519, or go to standwithisraeltour.com. I also don't want to get out of here without reminding you about identity fraud, identity theft. I'm going to tell you this story tomorrow, but it's so important that you have LifeLock in your corner, and that's not just an ad. That's a practical way of life. I got an email the other day that I believed. I thought it was from eBay, and eBay said that I made a $1,000 purchase, which I knew I didn't make, and it said for information, call eBay on this toll-free number. I called the toll-free number, got some guy, put me on hold. Turned out, whole thing was a scam. It was a phishing attempt to try to get my information. You got to be aware of this stuff. Know how they can trick you or try to trick you, and it's very sophisticated. Make sure you get LifeLock. Honest to goodness, I don't know what I'd do with that if you didn't have LifeLock in my corner. And by the way, P.S., big reminder to self, don't call these stupid numbers back when you get a phony email. LifeLock.com, promo code Gallagher. Thanks so much for spending part of your Wednesday with us. Congratulations to everybody who got a free pillow. By the way, that offer was today only. Don't try tomorrow. Call for, you know, noble reasons, like you just want to talk to me. Have a great Wednesday. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.